Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
The way the Lord Jesus Christ used parables is honestly just fascinating. It reveals His perfect wisdom. It reveals His powerful words, and it reveals His practical way. The Lord Jesus took these simple stories and conveyed the deepest, most profound truth about God and God's work in this world. Now, there are some of the parables that are extremely well known. For example, what parable comes to your mind immediately? Maybe the parable of the sower and the seeds. We'll come to that one shortly. I don't know what parable it is that resonates with you or you remember from Sunday school somewhere, but I want you to understand that every one of these parables has a message for us. And today we begin with a most unlikely one. In fact, I don't know that early on I even fully recognized that this was parabolic teaching, but very early in the ministry of our Lord, I'm talking about from the beginning, when He first took the scripture and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the gospel." In that context, in Luke chapter number 4, there is parabolic language. And interestingly enough, the first parable, the first recorded parable of our Lord's ministry did not begin as His parable. It rather began as a parable the people said to Him, or at least thought about Him, and He took that parable and made an application. We read about it in Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse number 22. The Bible says, "And all bear Him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of His mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son?" They couldn't believe that the carpenter was the Christ. They couldn't wrap their mind around the fact that this young man they knew for 30 years growing up in Nazareth, Joseph's son, was really the Son of God, the long-awaited Messiah. And so, verse 23, "He said unto them, ye will surely say unto me this proverb." Now, let's pause right there for just a moment, because perhaps you're thinking, wait a minute, I thought we were studying the parables, not the proverbs. Well, there's a direct link here between this word, proverb, and the parables of Jesus. In fact, the Old Testament Hebrew word for parables is the word for proverb. In a very real sense, the proverbs and the parables are in the same genre. They're in the same type of language and teaching tool. Both of them reveal the wisdom of God. Both of them were given in memorable ways. But most of all, the word proverb and the word parable essentially convey the same idea, and that is the idea of likeness, to set something alongside, to show you what something is similar to or like unto, the principle here of comparison. And so this proverb is actually an early ancient parable in that day. What was the parable? Here it is. "Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we've done heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country." So listen to their parable. Listen to their proverb. They looked at Him. They said, well, if you're really the physician, if you really can heal everybody else, if you really can do miraculous things, do it here in front of us. Prove it to us. Now, the interesting thing about this is He really was the great physician, and He's going to prove it all through His ministry. He's going to heal blind people and deaf people and mute people and lame people and even dead people. Now, that's a work of a great physician right there, my friend. But they were not willing to receive Him. They were not ready to receive the truth. And He said, verse 24, "Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow." He He gives them an illustration. He gives them a story. Here's the great imagery that Jesus loved to use. In the days of Elijah, he said there were a lot of widows, but one widow was the one that the Lord chose. He was sent to a widow. And where was that widow? In a different country, a city of Sidon, a different place. He gives another illustration, verse 27, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. So he gives a second story to them to open up their understanding. In the days of Elisha, lots of lepers, none of them were healed. Elisha was sent to a leper named Naaman who was not even in Israel. He was in Syria. What is Jesus doing here? He is basically turning the tables on these people. He's turning the story back around on them. And for the record, if you read the rest of the passage, they got really angry because they knew he was talking about them. He was convicting them of their own sin. What is the great point of this particular parable? It is, frankly, this. Do you really want to know the truth? You see, some people study the Bible just because they want to learn something. We don't want to learn something. We want to learn about God. Do you really want to know the truth? Do you want God to straighten everybody else out, or are you willing for God to straighten you out? Do you really want to know the truth? Do you just want to see something, enjoy something, have a good emotion, or do you really want to know the truth? I said in each of these parables, I would give you three things. The first, let me tell you the primary interpretation. The primary interpretation of this very simple parable and the way Jesus answered it was that the Lord is going to work in any people that are wide open to him. That he's not limiting himself to one nation, to one group of people. That's why these religious people in Israel got so angry at him, because they thought so highly of themselves. This is the primary interpretation. And then, not only is there a primary interpretation here, but there's God's revelation. What do we learn about God? We learn here that God is a God of truth, and God is a God who wants to be known. Oh, friend, this is what this is all about. The Bible is God's revelation of himself. The parables are God's revelation of himself. He wants you to know truth. Do you really want the truth? And so it brings us to where Jesus was trying to bring his audience, and frankly, God is trying to bring us always, and it is this: for us to be open, for us to be ready, and for us to be willing. You know, I've found the longer I live that something I have to work at is keeping a teachable heart, not thinking I know the answer already. I wonder, are you a real student of the Word? Are you a student of the Holy Spirit? Are you a student of the Lord Jesus? Do you have a heart that says, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Teach me thy way. Lead me in a plain path." Are you humble enough and hungry enough to receive what God has for you? We're going to walk through every one of these parables. This is just our jumping off place, our entry point. But let's do this as we launch into this study today. Let's pray. Let's all pray right now that God would help us to have a teachable heart, and that God would teach us everything he wants us to know. Father, thank you for the word. Lord Jesus, thank you for your gracious words. Holy Spirit, thank you for being the Spirit of truth that guides us into all truth. We need you. We need understanding hearts. So open our eyes and open our ears and open our understanding. Open heaven to us and us to you. And in this study, would you find students who are truly teachable? Help us to really want the truth and be willing to obey it. In Jesus' name, amen.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.